Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Kevigan on Tommy Reese.
Hi, Coach Kevigan.
Hello, Andy.
How are you?
Yeah, we're doing well, Andy.
Good. I was concerned.
We're really working hard to find our way through the snow and really be able to dig out to actually find the grass, though I did hit it with my car this morning.
Oh, you found the grass?
I did, with my wheel.
Funny, our dogs can find the grass, too.
They find my garbage can lids, but that's a different story for another day. Hmm.
Coach, what'd you think about Tommy Reese being promoted as offensive coordinator? I mean, you did it. We're assuming that it was you and not Andrew Berry or the thought partner or the Haslams.
Yeah, Jeff, Tommy has an incredible football mind. He is extremely bright and has been around the game his entire life.
Mm-hmm. Mm. His dad used to work for the Browns in personnel.
Before joining our staff, he established himself as one of the top assistant coaches in football. Last season, he transitioned into our tight end room and with our pass game, and he did not miss a beat.
You know, Coach, I did hear that he was calling plays prenatal.
Andy just interrupted your statement, Coach. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I just want to let you know.
Andy, aren't we all making statements prenatal, hence the reason there are cravings during pregnancies?
This is true. I thought at one point when I was prenatal, I was going to be a kicker.
Back to the statement. We have other things to do.
It's good.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
At least my mom thought
you stopped it. Didn't miss a beat, Coach.
Yeah. Due to injuries, there was a lot of uncertainty at tight end. But Tommy did a phenomenal job with that group and has always had his players ready for game day, despite in some cases only being with the team for a short period of time.
Nice. You mean the coach, the players, not the coach.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Jeff, he is talking about making good use of his time. Can you stop interrupting him?
I'm just helping to guide.
Innovation is such a critical element to the offensive game planning process.
Innovation.
And Tommy brings that. We're all about innovation here inside of the Cleveland Browns facility. Our intent is to build a sound and explosive offense that will put points on the board. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to working with Tommy to reshape the offense in 2025.
So you're looking for more than 18 points a game?
Jeff, I don't like to put numbers on top of things, but we want to be more explosive when we get our offense on the field.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you very much.
Coach, good job. Is it true that, you know, when you sat down and you were taking the job, you said, Tommy, can you hear me? I mean, Tommy, can you really feel me? Tommy, can you see me? And you wave your fingers in front of your face like that, too. And can I help cheer you?
Tommy Reese was the offensive coordinator for the Crimson Tide of Alabama. High tide, guys! High tide!
I love that.
I know, that's really good.
That's a good one.
I love that, dude.
There really aren't that many words to the Who song.
So with Tommy Reese being from Alabama,
it's a boy.
Let's find us a quarterback time. We might as well think Crimson Tide, should we not?
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
When Tommy was at Alabama, his quarterback, Jalen Milroe, he's coming out in the draft. You know, that's not who we're talking about today.
Oh, wait, are we talking about Tommy? Because the Who called Tommy's name 24 times in that song. Just, you know.
We're gonna get to Jalen Milroe.
So frustrated.
There's another Alabama quarterback out there whose career has been a major disappointment, which could just put him on the radar for the Browns at quarterback. That's Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. Mac the Knife.
And Mac is a free agent. Why? Because, you know, if you're a first-round draft choice, you got a five-year deal, right?
Yeah.
You know, but there's an option on that fifth year. The Jacksonville Jaguars didn't pick it up after they traded for Mac Jones from the New England Patriots. A little background. Mac Jones turns 27 in September, so still a very young guy. Mm-hmm. Was the 15th pick in the 2021 draft in New England. And, you know, hey, good luck. You're following up Tom Brady. In 3 years with the Patriots, 1 year with the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's made 49 starts. So he has some experience. In first year, he's rookie. Went to the Pro Bowl and went 10-7 in New England. Passed for over 3,800 yards, 22 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Made the playoffs. You lost to the Bills in the wild card game. You think, great, we got our guy. But then Josh McDaniels left and went to the Raiders. And Jones and the offense regressed. It didn't go as well. And then in his third season, he made 11 starts. Bill Belichick is starting to show warts. And the Patriots went 2-9 in his 11 starts. And he was replaced at quarterback in New England by Bailey Zappi for the final six games. And the Pats went 2-4 in those. Now, a couple of things here. 8-17 with Jones as starter the last two seasons without Josh McDaniels. And apparently, according to reports, no communication with Bill Belichick at the end.
Really?
Albert Breer put out a scathing little response to a Hey Albert type of thing. And it said that Bill wouldn't even talk to Mac Jones. It also said Bailey Zappi would watch film in the wide receivers room because he and Mac Jones didn't get along at all. On or off the field.
Wow, you're really making me want this to happen.
Breer says this. I think the ideal for Jones is he lands somewhere, and this was when he was still in New England, that he lands somewhere like in San Francisco as a backup. Everybody wants that Sam Darnold plan now, right? Mm-hmm. Get a year to learn, play if there's an injury, and then rebuild his name and reputation in the league. Here's the one that might get you. I think there's a good quarterback, like a Chad Pennington type, in there somewhere. Now, was Mac, and then he went to Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence got hurt. He ended up playing in Jacksonville and was okay, you know, this last year. Wasn't terrific, but the Jags stunk. He went 2-5 filling in for Trevor Lawrence, 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. But he says he regained his joy for football playing in his hometown for his hometown team for Doug Peterson, who got fired.
Interesting.
He has 5 300-yard passing games in his career. I ask you this. You guys give me your thoughts, because this might be the key for any team jumping on Mac Jones and thinking he can be anything more than a guy who's just part of your position group. Was he the victim of the end of the Bill Belichick era?
That's a real possibility. I'll buy into that. I would buy that. Don't you?
I'm not sure. Josh McDaniels left.
Right.
And Mac Jones' play fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And New England fell off the face of the earth, and Bill got let go. You know, they could say it was mutual. Bill got let go. He's not leaving that gig unless he's basically told to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean Mac Jones could be somebody's viable starter?
No.
While they look for a young guy and maybe keep your fingers crossed that he becomes the next Sam Darnold?
No. I think he's a good backup for somebody somewhere down the road. If you need someone to get out there and get some starts for you.
And this is the
danger. He's not taking you to the playoffs.
This is the danger. Well, he did one team.
He's not taking you to the playoffs.
This is the danger of taking a quarterback in the first round, because you need a quarterback and he's the guy there in the first round.
Don't be desperate.
Do I think Mac Jones would be a great guy for the Browns to sign?
No, you don't.
That is correct.
I knew I could read it.
For $5 million as a backup?
But I've now, see, here's the thought, though. Say that again, Dan.
For $5 million as a backup, I've heard worse ideas.
That's the thought.
As a backup, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you have a starting quarterback you believe in that may have a hangnail every once in a while, he's the kind of guy I want to put in the game.
Or if I bring somebody in and go, all right, Mac Jones is starting for 8, and then we're putting a kid in. You could talk me into that.
He's a second half preseason starting quarterback. That's who he is. You take the second half there. You got it, Mac.
I'm hard-pressed to think that Mac Jones is going to be a starting quarterback in the league moving forward.
No. He did go to the same high school as D. Brown, though.
If he...
High school.
The basketball player. His high school was loaded with pro professional sports athletes.
Won a dunk contest.
Hmm? The Bowls. T-Brown
won a dunk contest.
I think the name of the school is the Bowls.
Yeah. Anything that starts with a "the" that's not the Ohio State University means you're spending a lot of money.
Do we have any "these" here? I can't think of any. Any high schools that start with a "the" here? No.
Does Laurel start with a "the"?
No, it's Laurel.
Okay. So there's Mac Jones, one of many veteran quarterbacks who's going to be available and may or may not be someone who you think, yeah, that guy might, that he could be the answer. I don't think he's going to be the answer.
But
he's
agree.
Worth talking about because he's available. And if the Browns decide to take somebody at two, he might be a perfect guy who you bring in to be the backup quarterback, and he might end up seeing the football field at some point. You know, if you're competent, you could play a lot of quarterback in the NFL. Or better yet, pick up a lot of paychecks for not playing quarterback in the NFL. And Mac Jones might be on his way to a 10-12-year career doing just that. You know, Mitch Trubisky, and I was hoping for more for Mitch. Mitch is on his way to that. He's going to make a lot of money and be in the league a very long time. He's back in Buffalo now as the backup quarterback. He didn't work out as a starter in Chicago, despite doing okay. But it didn't work. And Mac Jones didn't quite work in New England. And now he might be on the same path. But that doesn't mean you're not gonna be smiling on payday, does it? Hey, Dane Brugler's a local guy, Mountain Union guy. Does the Bible, the big draft thing.
Mm-hmm.
He has the Browns taking somebody that might make Baskin smile.
Oh, please say defensive end. Please say defensive end.
All right, so much for the drama. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
I'm begging. What are you talking about?